We are on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Around with the two dots are, it's around two-thirds from the beginning of the Amud. Gonav Mishal Oviv V'Tovach U'Mochal. So we hear in the Mishnah that you pay Dalet Vey. Meis Oviv, you pay Dalet Vey. Boy minei Rove mir Rav Nachman, Rove klal da Shaila, yes Rav Nachman a Shaila, Gonav Sheir shel Shnei Shutfim. A Ganef stole a Sheir that belongs to two Shutfim, Utvochoi, and he shechted it. Then vahoyde leechod mehem. Then he was moide to one of the two shutfim. So lechayre to this shutif, he will not have to pay dalet vehei, because he was moide to him. To the other shutif, he wasn't moide. We'll see. He was kaifa to the other shutif. So it'll come out if there'll be a din tashlumim of Dalet Vehei, it won't be the complete Dalet Vehei, it'll be Chamisha Chatzoi Boka. So that was Rav Yishayla from Rav Nachman, Chamisha Boka Omar Rachmone, V'loi Chamisha Chatzoi Boka. The Torah said the Knas is only paid if you end up by paying Chamisha Boka. But since over here he was made to one of the Shutvim, so if he'll have to pay to the second shutef, it'll only be at tashlumim of chamisha chatzoi boka. So maybe you don't pay that. Eidul mechamisha boka omar rachmone b'afilu chamisha chatzoi boka. It doesn't matter if in such a case you'll pay chamisha chatzoi boka. Omale, so Rav Nachman answered him, chamisha boka omar rachmone v'loi chamisha chatzoi boka. No, you only pay if there's a tashlumim of chamisha boka, then you pay. There's a tashlumim of chamisha chatzoi boka, there's no such tashlumim whatsoever. Eisvei, so the Gemara asked Akash and Rav Nachman. We learned in our Mishneh, gonav mishaloviv, v'tovach u'mochal, v'achar kach meis oviv, and then the father died after the tviche. Mishalem tashlumei arbo v'chamisha. Now, the father died, so the tashlumim will be to the yorshim. Now, you won't pay the complete chamisha boko to the yorshim, because the ganav is also a yorish. The ganav is one of the yorshim. So lemaise, the tashlumim will not be chamisha boka. The tashlumim will be chamisha chatzoi boka. Vahohochek, even the meis oviv, since his father died, so the tashlumim will not be chamisha boka, so this is equivalent k'moisha kodam v'hoide le'echad mehem domi. This is equivalent to my shayla, that he had stolen from two shutvim, he was teveyach, and then he was made to one. So you told me, since the tashlumim will not be chamisha boko, so there's no chiyuv whatsoever. So here also, there won't be a tashlumim of chamisha boko, because the tashlumim is to the yershei ha'ov, and the ganav is one of the yershim. Omar lei hoche b'mayaskinen kegoin she'omad oviv bedin. No, you don't know. You're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about that the father schlepped his son lidin b'chayei ha'ov. So then, so he became already mechuyev to the father chamisha boka. So there was the chiyev knas was chamisha boka. Later, When the father died, Lemaise, he'll end up paying Chamisha Chatzoi Boker. But that's no problem. The problem is that Bezdin will never create a Chiv of Chamisha Chatzoi Boker. Here, there was a Bezdin of Chamisha Boker, and later he ended up by paying Chamisha Chatzoi Boker, which is no problem whatsoever. But in your case, the Bezdin should be Mechayiv Chamisha Chatzoi Boker. There's no such thing. Fine. So yes, so he pursued to be mevarer this din. So what'll be avoloy amad bedin? But let's firois. So what will be if loy amad bedin? If it was gone of mishalovit v'tovach umeisovit, and now the whole amad bedin is after mises of it, my, so what is the din? Eine mishalem tashlum yabo v'chamisha. So then you're telling me, so then the hamoda bedin can only be mechayev chamisha chatzoi boker, then you won't pay taka chamisha chatzoi boker. Ihochi, so if that's the case, adetoni seife, the seife says as follows, and if I embellish them at base, it says, Gonav Mishel Oviv Umeis Vachakach Tovach Umocha Einoi Mishalim Tashlume Abo Vachamisha. The Mishnah says that if the Tvicha Mechira was La'acha Mises Oviv, then you don't pay Dalet Vehe. Now, according to you, Afilu the Tvicha was Bechaye Oviv, if there was no Hamadah Bidin, the Hamadah Din is first after Mises Oviv, you also don't pay Dalet Vehe. So why did the Mishnah that patters from Dalet Vehe, why did the Mishnah have to speak about a different case that the Tvicha was La'acha Mises Oviv? We could speak about the same case of the Reisha. The Tvicha was Bechayayov. But since there was no Hamod Abedin Bechayayov, so there's no Chiyav Dalet Vehe. According to you, Yehochi Adetoni Seife Gonav Mishel Oviv Umeis V'achakach Tovach Amoch Eini Mishal Tashum Yavov V'chamisha. So why did the Seif have to speak about a different case in order to pater from Dalet Vehe? Nifleg Bedidei, the Sefer could have spoken about the same case. It's speaking about Tovach Bechayayovit. And should say as follows, Bemedvorim Amurim Kshaomad Bedin. When is one chayiv dalet vehei, if it was tovach b'chayayoviv, if there was amod bedin b'chayayoviv. Avol yomad bedin, einei mishalem tashlumei abo v'chamisha. Why did the seif of the Mishnah have to change the case? Amalei hochinami. You're 100% right. The seifer could have said the same case. Now, Aidi did not say Reisha Gona Mishal Oviv V'Tovach Umocha V'Achakach Meis Oviv Nosim Seif Nami Gona Mishal Oviv V'Meis Oviv V'Achakach Tovach Umocha. That means the Samod Bedin was not mentioned Beferish in the Mishnah. That means so he wanted to say not like it says Beferish in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, it says the Tzad Chiyev is Tovach b'chayayoviv, so he said the tzad p'tur is tovach l'chamisusov. But you're right, afilu be tovach b'chayayoviv, and afilu be tovach b'chayayoviv, there was no amod b'din, it'll also be potter. So b'kitzer, this shaila that Rav had asked Rav Nachman told him there's no chiyuv by hei chatzoi boker. This is what he told him at night. Litzafre, in the morning, Rav Nachman met Rove. Amalei, so he told him, I have charot from the psak I told you. חמישה בוקר אומר רחמון ואפילו חמישה חצוי בוקר. לא, יחיים חמישה בוקר, חיים חמישה חצוי בוקר. והי דלוי אומרי לך באורתה, why at night? Didn't I tell you this? At night, last night I told you if I killed, that חמישה בוקר בלוי חמישה חצוי בוקר, בלוי אוכלי מסרה דתורה. So we have a very interesting machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Le'ochli bisra de ture. So Rashi says, le'digdakti taima shel dovo. That means that the shaila of chamisha bokor. So I answered you, upstazay v'le chamisha chatzoy bokor. I wasn't ma'ayin properly. So Mimele, so I told you, you're potter, but when I was Mayan that night, I realized that no, that Yechayev Chamisha Boka, Vafilo Chamisha Chatzoy Boka. What does Taisvi say? Gleochli Bisra de Ture Shori Betaines Hoyo. Taisvi says, he fasted then, that when he had asked him, he had fasted. So I once heard from a goyin, Rav Gedal Yeshua Zachain Lavoch, he said over from the Briska Rov, that the Briska Rav asked, how did Tosfos know that he fasted? Well, who says he fasted? He says he didn't eat meat. That's all what he said. He didn't eat meat, but who said he was fasting? So the Briska Rav said Tosfos had a kasha. If after eating meat, he could say, afakerte svore, means he said before he said one svore, which was wrong. He said, chamisha boka v'loi chamisha chatzoi boka. And then later, after eating meat, at night he ate meat, so he said, Chamisha Boka, Vafila Chamisha. So what right did he have not to eat meat the day before? Als Slima Dateres Machuyev to eat meat. So Taisa Shari Betainis, he had a fast, there was a reason he had a fast. That's why he didn't eat meat. But if there would be no Tainis, he would zich have eaten meat the day before, als Poshet, als Bittel, he should understand Taire properly. Bekitzer, Rav Nachman was chayza. Oh, so now we say the zachiyah vafilu by chamisha chatzoy boker. In fact, the Gemara vele maishna reisha maishna seifa. So it was a kishver. Why in the reisha you pay dalet vehei? Why in the seifa don't you pay dalet vehei? So you pay chamisha chatzoy boker. Amalei reisha kirine be'etvochei kulei b'isure, seifu le kirine be'etvochei kulei b'isure. So he said, there's another problem here. When the ganev shechts it, it has to be tvochei kulei b'isure, that the tviche is 100% also. So in the reisha, when the father was alive and he shechted it, so he was a ganev. He stole it from his father, so tvochei kulei b'isure. In the sefer that he shechted is lacha misus of him, so now he's a yairish on this behemoth. So a chelik, he has a right al kaponim al tzmitzus bailim to shecht it. A chelik of the shechita, he's entitled. He's not entitled to make the whole shechita. You only chayiv dalet vehei if it's the tvochoi kulei b'yisur. Let us just see the Rashi before Bahoida Lechad Mehem Al Chelkoi. Umayda Beknas Potter. That was the case. He was made to one of the Shutfim. Mal Lechaive Leshalom Lechaveire Es Chelkoi Kshe Yavoyu Edem. When the Chava brings Edem, does he have to pay Chelkoi? Umayshna Seifa Kivin the Reisha Afilu Loi Omad Bedin Koma Rachmone the chamisha boker, vafilu chamisha chatzoy boker, kseifek shemei sovi vachi kachto, vachamocha lo medisham loochi vescheuko, utvochoi kuloi mashma. Now before we see Tosfos, I'd like to mention a yesoidistike machloikes between the Tosfos Rid and the Ktzeis HaChoshen. The Tosfos Rid, we have here a shaila in the Gemara, which we have to figure out the case, what the shaila is speaking about. speaking about, he stole Asher Shal Shtei Shutvim. He was made to one of them. So Mele, to him he's potter to pay out Mele B'Knas, and he's Kaifa to the other one. Now it comes out, the whole Chiv Knas would be Chamisha Chatzoi Boka, and that's the Shaila, is there such a Chiv? So I like to say first over the Loshen of the Taisvis Chid, the Mikzas. Koshali Tuve. So the Taisvis Chid asks, Kivin the Hoide Le'echad Mehem Ki Gonav Hasher Shalem. It's Hasher Shal Shnei Shutvim. So he went over after he shechted it. You have two shutvim, Reuven and Shimon. He shechted the shoyer. He stole the shoyer and he shechted the shoyer of Reuven and Shimon. Then he comes over to Reuven, Bezden, and he says, I stole your shoyer. I shechted the shoyer. So I put it to pay kefil. Because kefil, ba'ud vehei. Because it was made the biknas. Hech yochel lich peroid l'sheini. So frekte teisus nit. So he was made it. Asher shel shnei shutvim. He was made it. He stole it. He was made it that he shechted it. So how do you have such a possibility that to the second shutvim he was koifer? I mean, that's an impossibility. It's asher shel shnei shutvim. Ve'im toima. So we'll say like this. This Bezden, you can't say you just told Bezden 5 minutes ago that you stole and shechted the shev shoshnei shutvim. So you can't be kaifa, please. Now it's talking about another Bezden. The other shutvim slept him to another Bezden. And in the second Bezden, he said, I never stole it, I never shechted it, fine. The kofaloi. And then the second one brought Adam that he stole it and he shechted it. In fact, the Taisus read Makalmakim. I don't understand. Kivin shahoida lechaveirai bifnei bezden arishim. But already was aido and bezden. Toiloi oise yado avogav dahash the kofre. Was Kate Meron in the second bezden? He was kaifa. The second bezden was unaware that it was aido in the first bezden. But after the dust settles, we know he was Maida, that he shechted this behemoth. And if we hold Maida b'knas v'achekach v'edim is potter, he was Maida. So finish. So this came on a second bezin. Avogav dahashte kofrei l'man d'oma Maida b'knas v'achekach v'edim potter. So he says, she'ilu haya asher le'echot. What would be, let's forget about shutvim. The shoyer belonged to one person. V'hoidaloi b'fnei bezden. He was made in bezden. I stole it. I shechted it. Then, yenish lepsin ta second bezden. V'achkach kofaloi b'fnei bezden nachar. Mile mahani le'edoka mais. I was made already. It's made b'knas. Do bezden. It's made b'knas. V'achkach b'edem is potter. V'ach the tais v'srid. He can't begin to understand why this Eidor does not patter him from the second shutev. That's a Taisus Rid's kash. Zuk the Taisus Rid, you don't know Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about it, you have to make an akimta to understand Pshat in the Gemara. V'nir ali leforish, kach, kigoyim she'elu beis ashutvim heviu edim, two Edim that we have here, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are shutvim in the Shoyer. Levi goes into the Rishus of Reuven and Shimon. He takes out the Shoyer. He shechts the Shoyer. You have two Edim that witness this whole thing. But there was one problem. Avoloi hoyu makirim shoya asher shalahem. They didn't know who the shoya belonged to. I mean, but that they saw. They saw Levi went into the rishus of Reuven v'Shimon. He took out a shoya. He shechted it. Now, the ganav could have said, so really didn't see anything. The ganav could have said, shoya went into the, it's my shoya. Moshe walked into their property, and so I want to take it out. What should I do? It's my share. And the two Adem, they tiny, it's their share, so they're liars. I mean, the two Adem don't know anything. The two Adem, so I went in and took the share. I sure I took the share. It's my share. So these two Adem are worthless. It's nothing. But this Ganev was a shtickle emes. He didn't want to. So the Ganev said, he says, let me tell you, it's my, I'm a shutif with Reuven. It's Asher, it's a shutif, I'm a shutif with Reuven. And, in fact, it wasn't right of me to shech the share, I mean, because half of it belongs to Reuven. That's right. So really, when I took the share and shechted it, I stole from Reuven, and I shechted from Reuven. So Memela, so he's a moide to Reuven, he's a moide beknas. He's, the Adem don't know anything. I mean, with the Adem, you don't know who the share belonged to. So he's now coming and spilling the beans. He's telling Bezen, Bifnei Bezen, Reuven is a shutif in the share. I'm the other shutif, we're shutifim. And I stole Reuven's chaylik. I shechted Reuven's chaylik. He's moide Bezen. So to Reuven, he's moide that he stole and shechted his share. So to Reuven, he's potter to pay kefil and dalad vei. Shimon comes. Shimon, I'm sorry. The share doesn't belong to you. I'm the other shutif. It doesn't belong to you. So memele, all we have here are haidah that I stole Reuven's share. And you have a kfire that I stole Shimon's share. It's not your share, it's my share. Fine. That's so far the story. Now what happened later? Now Shimon finds two Adim that recognize that this share is, that Shimon was a shutif in the share. This share, Shimon was a shutif. So Memela. So now Shimon brings Adim. That the Shoel, these Adim say that Shimon and Reuven were Shutim in the Shoel. Not Reuven and Levi were Shutim. They recognize Shimon and Reuven were Shutim in the Shoel. So Memele, so now, Legabi Shimon, so he brought Adim that Levi owes him, Hey Chatzoi Boko. That's what Shimon accomplished. Be'emesin legabi Reuven. There's also, the Adem also say belong to Reuven and Shimon. But legabi Reuven, there was moide beknas, v'achakach bo Adem. So to Reuven, he's potter, to Shimon, he's chayev. And that's the case of the Gemara. This is how the Tosfos Rid learns pshat in our Gemara. Now, before we say over the Ktosis Pshat, let us just see Ktosis. This could very well be Pshat in Ktosis. Tovach vahoyde le'echad mehem, alibe deman diyom amoyde beknas v'achekach bo'edim potter mi bo'ilei. Dal kochach shesh edim edove mairi, di bein edim bo'idole yischai v'shuminyi. Al kochach later, this edim, Shimon brought edim, that it belongs to both of them. So memele, so why doesn't it become mechuyev to Reuven also? So kochach he holds moide beknas v'achach bo'edim is potel. So memele, that's the story. Tosfos can very well learn like the Tosfos Rid. Now there's another mahalach in our Gemara, a moiridike mahalach, that the Ktzais wants to say, which is Moirdik Mechudishtik. The Ktzais brings down a Bach. The Bach also asks, how did this happen? He's first made the Bebezin that he stole it, and he shechted it, and the lady, he's Kaifa. How does, if he's made this, so, this is the Tosfos Rid's Kashas, who was made this, so how do you have a Kfirah to the other Shutif? So the Bach says it's speaking about a second best. Not the way that Tosfos Rid wanted to say, Speaking about a second Bezdin, two Bezdins. He was Moide in Bezdin Aleph that he stole Reuven Shoyer, and he was Teveyach, and he was Kaifa in Bezdin Beis that he didn't steal Shimon Shoyer. He wasn't Teveyach. Zektek Tzais, Amir Dikechidish. Zektek Tzais, the Torah said, Asher Yashin Alekim, Trat Lamashias Atzmai. He said, the Pasuk told us how Bezdin can be Mechayev HaKnas. So Bezdin is Mechayev HaKnas as follows. If Edom came to Bezdin, so Memela, then Bezdin is Mechayev HaKnas. If he was Marshias Atzmai in Bezdin, so then Bezdin can be Mechayev HaKnas. Zektek Tzois, Ein Hadavo Toloi Elo Ba'oisei Bezdin Shadonin Oisei Achshav. The Halacha Asher Yashin Lekim Prat L'Marshias Atzmai is a din in each Bezdin. Zektek Tzois, Mordike Chidushim. Vim bo Edim v'yidu olov v'bezdin. If Edim came to Bezdin Aleph, and they said that he stole, v'leigamru esadin oisei Bezdin, and that Bezdin did not paskin yet. Bezdin wasn't Mechayiv Keifel. Ubo v'toivoy oisei lifnei Bezdin Acha, and now he'll mon him by the second Bezdin, Umoide lifneim, and by the second Bezdin, the Ganav will be Moide, Avalei Moide Biknas. So the second Bezdin, their hands are tied. The second Bezdin cannot paskin that he's Chayiv Kefil, because he was Moide in the second Bezdin. O Bezdin Kame, the first Bezdin, if it's still functioning, Shabo Eidim, Shapim Mechayivim Oisoi. The first Bezdin came in Mechayivim Knas. The lifneihem ain't made a beknas. The din asha yashin alekin prat l'mashia atzmoi is depends on each bezdin what the seder was. V'chein lehepach zok taktzeis b'moide beknas lifnei bezdin. He comes to a bezdin, the first bezdin, he's made a beknas. So ein mechayven oisai afilu bo edem achakach. So that bezdin, I was made a biknas. Edem come, edem can be mechayven me. Vim tavoy lifnei bezdin acher, but if he mond him in a second bezdin, u be edem, a bezdin ashen yishap a mechayven oisai. Given the loy hoide bo oisai bezdin shedonin oisai. The Bezdin that is paskening, it matters what that Bezdin heard. Umishum the Moide Beknas Lehavi Kinimcho Shibudai. Napshat is if I Moide Beknas Vachakach Boedim. Is Pshat as if it's Moide ready, I don't know you anymore. Edim. Nah, there's no such thing. Elo She'ein Mechai V'noise Kivin Dikvar Shiyas Atzmoy. It's a din, this Bezdin, if this Bezdin heard his shias atzmei before Edim came, this Bezdin's hands are tied. So this Bezdin can't be Mechayim. A second Bezdin, I'll schlep him to a second Bezdin, and when I schlep the second Bezdin, I bring Edim already, before he has a chance to be Meidim, the second Bezdin will be Mechayim. U Bezdin Hasheni Shaper Mechayven Oisoi. But the second Bezdin could be Mechayim. So Memele says, this is Pshat in the Bach, that the Bach says it's speaking about two botei dinim. Speaking about two botei dinim. He was made to Reuven in one bezin, he was kaifa to Shimon in another bezin. Now, we have to realize Taisvis Zicha did not learn like the Ktzais, because Taisvis says it's speaking about Alibi demandioma made beknas vacha kach baidim potter. We're speaking about the Moed Nas Vachkach Beidim is Potter. According to the Ktzois, the whole Shail Moed Nas Vachkach Beidim Potter is Chayv is Shail in the same Bezin. A second Bezin? A second Bezin, there's no Shail whatsoever. It can be Moed Nas in the first Bezin, but in the second Bezin, the Bezin first Edim. So the way the Ktzois says Pshat, In our Gemara, Lecher, it's not like Taisvis. Because according to the Ktsois, the Maidav Knas is not Adin of Nimchal Shibudai, it's a Seder, that this Bezdin hands are tied. If you hold Maidav Knas Vachachachedim Potter, that they can't Paskin Chiv, since he once was, he first was made in this Bezdin. But a second Bezdin is not at all influenced by what he did in the other Bezdin. That's the Shitas HaKtois. So the Ktois is not at all like Ktois. The Ktois has a new Mahalach in the Gemara. But I'd like just to mention a shtickel ha'ore. The Ktois says it is speaking about he was moide in the first Bezdin. Fine. So that Bezdin, their hands are tied. That Bezdin cannot do anything. Now, Sabaistois, that Bezdin can't do anything, a filigabi the second should to feed it. The Ktois said that the whole case that he's chayv for the second should to is in the second Bezdin. Sabaistois, the heido in the first Bezdin, I'm oida I stole, it's a sher shel shnei shutvim. So it's I'm oida to both of them, it seems. That's why the Ktsois had to be Mechadish, he was Kaif on the second Bezdin. So Lechayre can't show you a Ben if he was Kaif on the second Bezdin, so why isn't he Mechuyiv to pay to the first Shutav also? Why isn't he Mechuyiv to pay to the first Shutav? The Ktsois says, if I'm made in one Bezdin, forget about Shutav, I'm made in one Bezdin, Kaif on the second Bezdin, Mechuyiv to pay you. So Lechayre, just like the Ktsois understood when I was made in Bezdin Aleph, I'm not mechuyev to the second shooter, so lechayre, when I'm kaifer in Bezdin Beis, I should become all of a sudden mechuyev to the first shooter. It would seem the Ktsois holds that the kfire has to be to the baldover alone. And since the first baldover did not bring me to Bezdin, so there's no chiyev of baldvehei to the first shooter. Now let us see Taisvist of Ein Beis. Seife le Kerine Bei Utvochai Kulei Bi Yisure. We have the Seife of the Mishnah. Now let's refresh our memory. Maskonas HaGemore is that there's a Chiev of Tepei Hei Chatzoi Boko. That is no problem. That what it says in the Sefer, Gonav Mishel Oviv, Umeis Oviv, Achakach Tovach Umocha, the reason there's no Chiev Tashlumei Dalet Vehei is not because he won't pay Heichatzoi Boka. The reason is because when he shechted it, so the owners of this Sheir were the brothers, and he's one of the brothers, so it's missing utvochai kulay b'yisure. So, that is why you are potter to pay. Now, let us just mention one thing. In the Mishnah it says, you pay kefil, but you don't have mishal oviv, and meis oviv, v'tovach umocho. So the Mishnah says you pay kefil, but you don't pay dalet v'hei, and the reason is because we don't have a tovach tvochei kulei b'yisur. Mashme avol keifel mechayev. It would seem that the keifel is chayev to pay. Af al gav deloy omad bedin. The Gemara never mentioned, and the Mishnah doesn't say anything, that there was amoda bedin on the keifel. Now, just let's give a preview what Taisvis is going to be Chayke V'Doyrish. There are three inyonim. And let's talk about each inyon bazunda. We know there's a din, if Yaakov possesses money, and Yaakov dies, so Reuven yarshens the money. That's the din Yerusha, the money of his father, he yarshens. There's a concept in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about such a shaila. Yaakov had an Eved Kanani. He was mafkir the mumminess that he had in the Eved Kanani. But the Kenyan Issa, what he had in the Eved Kanani, still belongs to him. So that means an Eved Kanani, a Kenyan mummin, a Kenyan Issa. So he had a partial bailus. Because of this Kenyan Issa, the Eved Kanani can't get married to Bas Chayrin. He's still an Eved Kanani. He's the moment is the Yaakov doesn't possess the Kenyan Issa he possesses. Fine. Now, so the ideal situation should be that Yaakov should right now ashtar shicha to the Eved Kanani, take off the Kenyan Issa, and then this Eved Kanani will be able to get married to Bas Chayrin. Ledaveinenu, Yaakov died. So the Gemara says, Oisei Eved ein loy takone. He's nebuch. Why? Because Isure lo yoris lebrei. Issa, this Kenyan Issa, that the father, what Yaakov had, does not go over by Yerusha. Not every, he possessed something. He possessed a Kenyan Issa. But a Kenyan Issa does not go over by Yerusha. Doesn't go over by Yerusha. So Mamela, so that Eved is nebuch. It's bitter. He's an Eved forever. There's no takana for this Eved. Okay, so we see now, Momin goes over by Yerusha. Issa does not go over by Yerusha. Now let's think about a third Shaila, a third concept, not Momin and not Issa. Knas. Now, Knas, let's talk about such a case. Someone stole a behemoth from Yaakov, and so the din is like this. Kozman, you don't schlep him to Bezdin, there's no chiyuv. Knas, the Teveya has to schlep him to Bezdin, and Bezdin will paskin, you owe him the Knas, then he owes him the Knas. Before you schlep to Bezdin, there's no chiyuv to pay. I have a schus to schlep you to Bezdin, but, that's my schus. You gambled it for me, you owe me kefil. I'll schlep you to Bezdin. Bezdin will paskin you mechuyiv to pay. But Kol's man, I didn't schlep you to Bezdin. You're not mechuyiv to pay. Fine. Now let's talk about such a case. That someone gambled a behemoth from Yaakov. Yaakov died. What happens now with the schi of Knas? There was, Yaakov never possessed he only had a schus to schlep him to Bezdin. I mean, that's all what Yaakov had. There was no amod bedin. He didn't schlep him to Bezdin. He had a schus to schlep him to Bezdin. Now Yaakov is dead. Does this go over by Yerusha, yes or no? Which is a meiridike debatable shaila. There's a svarit to say, it doesn't go, just like there's a concept, isure loy meiris lebrei, this is not mominous. The Yaakov didn't possess any mominous as yet. He had the schus to schlep him to Bezdin, and he schlep him to Bezdin, Bezdin would be mechayiv the ganav to pay him kefil. But, if he didn't schlep him to Bezdin, then he died, so this schus does not go over by Yerusha. Maybe it does go over by Yerusha. This Shaila is what Taisvis is going to be done, and this we have a Taisvis with Sugyas and Ksubis, but that is what Taisvis is going to be done, this Shaila. If there's a concept, if a person is Meirish Knas, yes or no? They're talking about a Knas before Amod Bedin. He never got, he only had a schus to be Mamitim Ledin, but he never did it. Does this go over Beirush? So now we'll start seeing what Taisvis is trying to figure out. Sefer lekerina bei utvochei kula b'isur. The Gemara says, the reason that he doesn't pay dalet vehei is because it's not ukot the tvicha was l'acha misesa, and he's a bailam, so it's missing utvochei kula b'isur. Mashme, Avo kefil mechayiv. The Mishnah says that you pay kefil because the kefil was. Avo gav deloy amad bedin. The Mishnah doesn't say anything there was amad bedin. The Mishnah says, Gonam Mishalovi, Vameisovi, Vitovach Homocha, Mishalim Kefal. It doesn't say anything that there was Hamada Bedin. So it would seem that that a fellow without Hamada Bedin, the Kefal, the Yashin. So in other words, a person is Meirish Kefal, Meirish Knas to the Yoshim. That's why he pays Kefal to the Yoshim. I mean, the Yoshim Hamada Bedin Bedin. Not there was no Hamada Bedin Sando. Raya number one. Vafilu arbo v'chamisha hava mechai. Raya number two. Ilav de be'inon utvochoi kulei be'isure. It would seem he's chayiv dalet ve'ei. Now why the Gemara says, why is this ganef potter from dalet ve'ei? Because you need utvochoi kulei be'isure. So, but if you wouldn't need a tvachi kuli bisure, so then what would be the din? He'd pay the brothers, dalad vayir, chatzoi boka. So Taisvis, the Rab Shimon says, pshat in Taisvis, Rab Shimon, Rabbi Chonon, the Taisvis means to say, lechayre, let us understand, the chiyiv, Dalet Vehei is to the Yoshim, not to the father. Chiyuv Dalet Vehei is to the Yoshim. L'chayre, if there was no Hamada Bedin on Kefal, so they'll end up with Gimel V'Dalet, and not Dalet Vehei, because Dalet Vehei is including the Kefal. So if they wouldn't Yashin the Kefal, so Memele, there shouldn't be a chiyuv of dalet vehei. There's only a chiyuv of gimel v'dalet. So that's bringing you another raya that they yashin the kefal. Another raya that they yashin the kefal. Because if they wouldn't yashin the kefal, so why do you need this new lamdas of tvochei kuli b'isurim? This only gimel v'dalet, not dalet vehei. So kochoch, you have to say they yashin the kefal. So Taisus is saying sai mitzad. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That they get kefal, it seems, without Hamada Bedin. Say what it says, what the Gemara says, without the cheshbon of Tvachi Kuli Bisuri paid Dalet Vehei, so you see klar that the kefal will be paid to them. Or else their stamos they wouldn't be Dalet Vehei. V'reisha namiktoni. Now let's go to our Mishnah. That Gonav Mishalovev, Tovach, Vachkach Meisoviv, Chayiv Barbo V'Chamisha, Yechayiv Barbo V'Chamisha, V'Av Agav Da'ayri B'Loy Omad Bedin, K'moy B'Seifer, just like the Seifer, is Mashmet speaking about Loy Omad Bedin, the Reish is also speaking about Loy Omad Bedin. Dein Chilik Bein Reisha L'Seifer, Elo De B'Reisha Tovach V'Achakach Meisoviv, B'Seifer Meisoviv V'Achakach Tov. Ulamai the svirelei meikore l'Rav Nachman v'loi chamisha chatzoi boko. Now, Rav Nachman in the beginning held that there's no chiyuv of chamisha chatzoi boko. Loi muki k'sha'omad b'din. The only reason he said it's speaking about omad b'din elamishum loi lehevi hei chatzoi boko. Because Rav Nachman had a problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you pay Dalet Vehei, when he's paying Eichatzoi Boko, because he's also a Yerish. So therefore Rav Nachman had to say the whole problem of Rav Nachman was, if the Hamadah Bedin was La'acha Mises Ha'ov, so it's Eichatzoi Boko. Therefore, Rav Nachman said that there was a Hamada Bedin b'chayeho, and there was a chiyuv of hey boka to the father. Elo mishum deloy lehevi hey chatzoi boka. Im kein mashme kol asugye, so the whole sugye would seem the odom meirish knas lebonav. So learning this sugye, it would seem that knas goes over b'yerusha. There was the Gemara. It seems that Lufi Emes is not speaking about Hamada Bedin. There was any Hamada Bedin. And the only reason Rav Nachman said it's speaking about Hamada Bedin was only because there was a problem of Heichatzoi Boker. So that's what he said, there was no other bedid. But no one seems to be concerned that how does Knas Bechlau go over Beirusha? So it seems from this sugya that Adam Meirish Knas Labonov Vehiksha Riva the Bereish Narosh and Ispatza Amrinam Kikamrinam Amayna Havel Lairishi Labonov Vishar Knosais Vahav Vahasam Avi Perusha Mishum Shaomad Bedin Avloi Omad Bedin Avol Mishum Shaomad Bedin Avloi Omad Bedin Mashme Kulei Shmaite Deloi Motzi Lohirish. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says that if there was a Hamoda Bedin, then in Bezin was Machayev to the father, then the father is Moirish the Knas. If there was no Hamoda Bedin, the father is not Moirish the Knas. So we have a whole sugya in Ksubis that would seem to hold another Moirish Knas Lebonov. And our sugya seems to hold fakert, that there's no problem whatsoever that other meirish knas labonov.